familiar. I worked on the packing of the shredded wheat, yeah.
Oh, lots of people presumably doing
yes,
that.
Yeah, they did, yeah. Yes, that was it was quite warm as well.
Yeah.
You can see the production lines.
Yes.
The shredded wheat's coming down the belt here.
Yes.
And then go each side of the thing. Each side of the girls, each side of the...
of the main...
of the line.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Mainly. Yes, it was. Yeah, yes. Because these are coming from the oven. They were warm. Sometimes they would be hot and you...
Right.
You know, you'd find your fingers got a bit warm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
The biscuits themselves would be hot. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you said you went there for more pay.
That's right. I stayed there probably a couple of years.
Yeah?
It was a better company.
In terms of what?
Of what they offered you, and they had better sports facilities too.
Right.
Which, you know, you wanted to, you could join in.
Yes.
Mm. Not terribly, no. Mm. I wasn't until I went... No, it just went in. They had Christmas dances. They used to do a Christmas dance and a Christmas lunch and used to get a Christmas present.
Right.
Which you didn't get from, you know, it'd either be... Yeah. Mostly it was money, a bit of
yes,
little extra money
bonus.
Christmas present. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, very good canteen, yeah.
Yeah.
Used to go there for your meals. You did shift work.
Right.
Yes.
So, which shift did you
well,
prefer?
Well, you alternated, you know.
Yes.
I prefer the morning one, so you got the afternoon, yeah. You know, but if you were in the late shift, you...
Oh, so would you start at 8
six,
o'clock again?
6
o'clock.
Two, and 2 right. to 10, that was the hours.
Right, so yeah. the machinery was going all that time.
Yeah, that's right.
A lot more
Oh, there was a
involved.
Lot of staff, it was, yes, yeah. I mean, I don't know where this was taken, if it was taken
no,
upstairs
don't.
Or downstairs, but I think this was upstairs looking at it. And I'd say the downstairs was slicker, you know, it was much, it'd been all modernised downstairs. I think
yeah.
this is upstairs.
Were you downstairs then?
No, I was upstairs.
You were upstairs.
Yes, I remember that.
Right, yeah. But they were doing the same things downstairs.
They were doing the same thing, but the ovens were more enclosed and, you know,
right.
it was just... been modernised a bit
yes.
more than the upstairs.
Yes. Yeah.
They had more lines because I think eventually, I don't know, right. I wasn't there, but I think
no.
eventually it closed the upstairs down.
Oh, right, yes. Yeah. And...
Yes, yeah, because they used to do... That's the other thing they used to do. They used to take you... We used to go out on outings.
Oh, right.
You know, to the seaside.
Yes, whereabouts?
Margate, I think. Yeah, they used to do those sort of run outings for you.
And would that be at the weekend or?
Yes,
yeah.
And you could put your name down for it, you know.
Yes,
and it was all paid for. You didn't pay anything.
Would that be by coach or
yes.
train?
Yeah, coach. Yeah, coach outings.
Yes,
morning shift. Right,
yes.
You get in for six, but you have to be on time because the ovens have started. You know,
yes,
they started the ovens up and
yes.
the biscuits were flowing. So you had to pack. I know there looks a lot of quite a few people on there, but you all got biscuits. Not many went astray. You had to, you know,
yes.
and you put the boxes on the top there to go through to be put in big boxes.
Yeah.
You'd do that, and you'd have a break.
Right.
In the morning, you know, you'd have a break
yes.
about 10 o'clock.
Yes.
Of a quarter of an hour.
Yes.
Then you go back on again.
And would you all go off at the same time for a break? Or
no,
would you
you'd have relief.
Right,
because you couldn't stop
you.
The production line once it started,
yes.
you know, it was going.
Yes.
Yeah, but that would be it, and then you'd be finished at 2.
Yes.
Yeah,
so. And did you stay for lunch there?
No,
or
I used to go home
yeah.
too, yeah.
Yes.
So, but I didn't live far, so I could easily walk
yes.
home.
Yes.
Yeah, I think
it actually
yeah.
shut down.
That's
the
right,
ovens.
They did close down.
Yeah.
I don't think Roach Products closed down.
Right.
I can't remember them closing down, but I know they closed down.
Yes.
Yeah, most factories did. Well, it wasn't an unpleasant, it's quite a nice smell, actually.
Yes.
Yeah, it's quite a
yes.
nice smell. You could smell the biscuit, you could smell the shredded wheat.
And could you smell it all over Wellingarden City?
Well, you could smell it quite a long way away. I don't know about Les, he lived over Stanborough way.
Could you smell it?
Did you?
On occasions, yeah.
When the wind was in the right direction?
Yeah. Yes.
Packing.
All women, yes. The men used to do the ovens.
Right.
The, put the... You know, get the mixture going.
And what about the boxes when it got to that stage
that
and loading
the
them up? That'd be
yeah,
the men again.
It was heavy, yeah.
And presumably boxes were going off by rail as well as in vans.
Yes, because they had their own line coming up.
Yes.
Which is, I think, I don't know if it's still there, actually, the line running along the back there.
Yeah.
Yes. Onto the, probably not, because they've...
There's not much there now, is there? No. Okay, so that's all of that. I don't think I can think of a huge amount more. I'm told, I've not seen the photograph, but I'm told that the silos were painted in camouflage colours during the war.
Oh, I can't remember that. No, I can't remember that. They probably were.
Yes. Because
it would be
a target. Yes, it's very distinctive.
Which happened with de Havillands.
Do you remember that?
No, I was just trying to think. No, I can't remember it. But, you know, it must have been.
Yes.
It must have been, yeah. Otherwise, it's like a big beacon for them, isn't it?
Yes, quite.
Because they tried bombing de Havillands, didn't they? And then they bombed Woodall. Stores, I don't know. Has anybody told you about that?
No, they haven't. Tell me about that.
They came down... Did they machine gun down Woodall after they'd been to de Havillands? I know they went there.
Yes.
I don't know if they machine gunned it or what.
I've heard about machine gunning people going over Hunter's Bridge.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And having to run for cover.
No,
I didn't realise that.
No, I know Woodall was... it was after they'd done...
De Havillands.
After they'd done de Havillands. Yeah. He went along to and down the Woodall.
Yes, gosh.
I don't know how true it was. They always said the plane flew along the railway over the viaducts.
Yes.
And then attacked there. And he was an ex-student from the Havillands. The pilot.
Yes. Yeah. Well, yes. No, it may well be correct. Yeah. Yes. Yes, I think they had a lot more information than we give them credit for at the time, really.
Oh, yeah.
I guess Welwyn Garden City was lucky in that it didn't have too much. But
We didn't, no.
Must have been frightening all the same.
Yeah. Are you just doing the industry of Welwyn Garden City, then?
Yeah. Yes, in theory. I mean, we pick up other things, obviously, and we are interested in how the different companies were affected during the war. I know with a lot of companies, they started producing different things. Mm. So, yes, we're interested in that as well. Mm. But so were you given shredded wheat as part of
your... Oh, yes, you could buy it out of the shop. There was a shop
at a reduced rate, presumably.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, you could.